Good morning, everyone, and leading the news this morning. The debate over policy costings is set to intensify today. Treasury will release the last budget update before polling day this morning. The government is stepping up the pressure on the opposition to reveal just how it will pay for its policies. But the opposition says it wants to examine the figures before making any announcement. The AFL is expected to announce its response to ASADA's report into Essendon's supplements program this morning. Several senior members at the club, including coach James Hurd, could be charged. The Bombers could also be stripped of their premiership points and forfeit their spot in the finals. Police will continue their search of bushland today for any signs of a schoolgirl who went missing 2 years ago. 13-year-old Sirikorn Siriboon was last seen while on her way to school in June 2011. Police and SES volunteers have been searching a reserve in the suburb of Boronia, less than 2 kilometres from the girl's home. Thousands of homes across Sydney and Melbourne are still without power after both cities were buffeted by wild weather. Gale force winds caused widespread damage. Emergency workers have received hundreds of calls for help. Holden workers will vote today on a new wage deal that will help decide the car maker's future in Australia. The deal includes a 3-year wage freeze and cuts to working conditions. Unions say the vote could go either way.